You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Real quick on the Starboard leaderboard update, Texas Ford Dealers Red Tag Division still same two red tags weighed in, Gary Mershon and Nate Appella, and we had one addition to the blue tag division, Alfred Williams from Bay City. He weighed in at Matagorda Bait and Harbor, so that's five blue tags that have been weighed in. Still five more to go and eight more to go in the red tag division. And changes on the inshore division. We knew it was going to come sooner or later at Big Black Drum. Sue Lee's been holding for the whole tournament till with that 11-10, but now Jason Smith of Sour Lake, he weighed his in at Sportsman Supply, 15-pound, 10-ounce black drum. That's a good one. And changes in the offshore division. Looks like Kingfish, it really got the lid blown off of it this week. 51-pound, 4-ounce king was weighed in by Leslie Maben of Groesbeck, Texas. He weighed that in at Fisherman's Wharf, so that's the leader in the king division. That's the king to beat, 51-4. And only change on the star kids and star teens, Wyatt Nyland of Angleton weighed his in at Surfside Marina. He took over the gaff top division with a 5-pound, 15-ounce gaff top. And Hunter Morrison was the leader at 5 pounds, 10 ounces. So that's pretty much it on your starboard update. All right, let's head over to Venice, Louisiana, and let's check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat and see what he's up to this morning. Good morning, Mike. What's happening?
Oh, bro, pull that radar up. You'll see what's happening for me.
Yeah, I seen a little bit in the Gulf over there this morning. I didn't really zoom in good to see how, if you were covered up totally or what.
Yeah,
there's a lot in the
truck.
Straight out from Mobile and off the boot out there in the Gulf, quite a bit, and it's moving your way, believe it or not, from the east.
Yep, first day of pawpaw.
Man, is it pawpaw already? Golly, time's flying pawpaw this year. I can't stay up with all this stuff. Well, the Lone Star shootout's this weekend, too.
Yeah, Eli's gone, bro.
Yeah.
I got Russ in the truck with me. Carlene's behind us. So Greg's with her, so it's a family affair this year.
What's your first target species this morning?
Flounders.
Flounders. I knew it. I knew you were gonna say flatfish.
Yep. We had the West Fish kids yesterday, and we had to set at the marina till 9:45, and they said be back by 11:30, and I said, well, we'll boat ride. The guys, young man I had on the boat, his dad said, we just want a boat ride. And I said, we'll see if we can catch a flat one. I was a quarter mile from Marine and caught three of them.
There you go.
So we was back and it was all good. But I don't know what I'm going to do. It looks like it's going to get here about 9 o'clock. I just told Rusty before you called, need to find some place that don't have a facility close to that we can get into.
Yeah, a little duck in, a little duck in cover.
Yeah, get out of that Blackton.
Boy.
You know, I'm not seeing a bunch of it yet. You know, it's still out there a ways, but it looks like
yeah,
about
it
9 o'clock we went to find some place to hide. So, other than that, about them Astros, I thought they was going the opposite direction. Now they turn around and went the other direction.
Well, they had a little lull there. I mean, it happens, but I can't say enough about them. What an accomplishment, you know, with what they got to work with.
Yeah, they're 6-0.
You think Espada might get manager of the year this year if this keeps up? Good Lord.
I hope so.
His head's got to be swimming every day writing lineups.
Yeah, no kidding. When's Pena supposed to get back?
I don't know. He's out in rehab in Florida, so.
Well, at least he's in rehab.
A lot of them are.
Yeah, 17 on the injured list.
Yeah, that's just absolutely crazy.
Yep. So, but no, I mean, where
your old boy McCullers is back on the injured list. Got a blister on his hand. Good.
Come on. But no, our fishing, Mickey, is we're in that moving in stage. I mean, you can't go just set on the redfish nowhere.
Right.
You catch two, obviously you can catch one in a spot. You better just go and move to the next spot because they're once they swim into this river. They're not going to swim together. It's weird, but that's how it is.
Well, our red fishing's been kind of off. And, you know, this time of year, late July and all through August, that's our big redfish months. And they're starting to show up good now. It's just like, you know, where they been? Where'd you come from? Just all of a sudden, all the slots start showing up. Everybody's starting to catch a few slot reds every trip now. Even though they're trout fishing, they're still catching some reds, too. So that's a good sign.
Yeah. The trout have been, they're still holding up.
Trout fishing's holding up for us, too. Yeah.
I mean, they're basically, that river cleaning up, them redfish moving. I said, them trout ain't going. Oh, yeah, them trout will come right back. I said, no, they're not. You don't understand. No. It's water temperature.
It is.
You know, it's going to be late September, October before them trout come to the
exactly.
So our water's hot.
Yeah.
I was 89-degree water one day this past week. That's hot. You know, and some of our, we was talking about yesterday morning while we were sitting there at the marina waiting, some of us talk about some of our good ponds, and I went in one of them Sunday or something, I guess, and I mean, it's pretty close to the marina, but it's a big pond, but it's shallow, you know, and I've spent about an hour and a half in there on the trolling motor just going down the bank, never caught a single fish, not even
crazy.
A catfish, yeah, and very little bait in there, you know, and them crab traps I go by, you can see them. And all the crabs was upside down. All you saw was white. And that's
dead crabs?
I talked to a crabber yesterday. Yeah, dead crabs. They're having a lot of dead crabs right now down here. The river fell so hard, and then it got so hot, them crabs got caught.
Wow.
The boy I was talking to yesterday morning, said, he said it's all females. He said that ain't what I want.
That's
he runs it.
That's not good.
No, but the boys up around Lafitte, he's got a brother that fishes at Lafitte. He's making $3,000-$4,000 a day up there.
Yeah.
All number ones he's catching. So he said, you know, I really want to pull my trout, but he had like 1,300 trout, he told me yesterday out. And that's a lot of work to pull 1,300 trout because he probably
one crabber can have that many traps over there?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Wow.
So,
man, you know how much money that is just in traps and rope and floats?
Yeah. You're a seasoned,
that's
you're
big.
A seasoned guy's boat. His boat's 36 foot, twin motors on it. You know, the full rack on top, so he can stack some traps on it.
Yeah.
I think he told me he put 150 traps on that boat.
That's crazy.
That's a lot. Yeah. Real crazy. So, but no, it's just it's a weird time for us right now. I said, other than the trout.
Well, over there at Lafitte, he's probably running them traps in bayous and stuff where it's deeper and cooler.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
It's where you want to be.
So, but, you know, and he told me yesterday, he said, man, I saw everybody, because he fishes a lot around South Pass and Joseph Bow area down in there. He said, man, I saw all them guys come off that beach out there, moved in, fishing inside. I said, yeah, redfish got off of it. He told me, day before yesterday, he said, they was all back out there on that beach. I said, well, they must have moved back out there. So, I don't know. But,
yeah, I'm looking at water temperature right now. At the causeway in Galveston, it's 88.9. You can just call that 89 degrees this time of morning.
Yeah. Well, it's like right now it's 82 degrees in my truck right now.
Yeah, it's 81 in Galveston, and I think it's going to hit 92 on the island today. That's hot for the island.
Well, that's same. That's here. If we got to 92 some days this week, that is hot for Vince.
Yeah.
But the only good thing about it is, I guess today we're going to have his clouds covered, so. And it was a blessing yesterday for them kids on Wish to fish because it was cloudy and had a little wind. And so, I was talking to the lady that heads it up, and she said, man, this is really kind of a blessing. And I said, yeah, you remember the last 2 years? I mean, it was unbearable, you know, especially for handicapped children, you know, that are not accustomed to being outside. It was funny yesterday, this young man I had on the boat, he was a grown man child. I mean, a big boy.
Man child.
And, I got a trash truck here in front of me that I have no idea what he's doing. But,
well, picking up trash.
Was
he stopping in the middle of the road or what?
Know. Oh, yeah. They stopping again. Misty driveway, Rusty said. Anyhow, I don't even know what I was talking about now.
No, you're talking about a man child in your boat.
Oh, yeah. It was funny. So when they do this deal every year, they have all the queens. Like the Orange Festival Queen, Seafood Festival Queen. Anyhow, they had five of them down there yesterday, and they was all just absolute little gorgeous young ladies. We got back to the dock, took the pictures on the boat with Flounder and all that. He got up on front of the boat, was trying to get him to get off. He seen them young ladies, and oh my God, party was over. I mean, it was hilarious. He was a good guy.
Well, that's good.
Offshore, and you know, it's like Greg was talking about. He was here yesterday and helped me on that deal. And he said, you know, I got three little girls, and to watch all of this was kind of like somebody went to drink right there. Did you see that? Somebody was run off the road. He looked like went into Yellow Cotton Bay.
Oh, boy.
it's that time here.
Party time.
It's party time in Minnesota.
That old black dog run out here in front of him.
Yeah. That's a good excuse.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like one of our guys yesterday. He's kind of one of them that's got to be number one all the time. And so we was told to be back at about 11:30. He gets back at 12:45.
Yeah.
You know, and then the kids already done been chest. Back on that. Yeah, and the kids already done been back on that bus and AC, but instead we had to sit around our way on him. Matter of fact, the lady runs it, she said, right before he got back, she said, we're not waiting no longer. We're just going to go on and do the award ceremony. And the best thing happened on that, she started that. Somebody said, well, here he comes. And there wasn't nobody down there to greet him and take pictures of him and all that. So that kind of worked out. And then I heard him tell that lady, he said, oh, I had to run way around a storm to get back. And I'm going, no storms nowhere.
No.
You run around that, you just wanted to make sure you catch your limit of fish so you can bump your chest.
That's it. That'll work. Yeah. All right,
that ego,
Mike.
That ego gets them. All right, me.
Well, good luck to y'all. I hope y'all do well. Fish them out, man. Hope the weather will hold for you and give you some time this morning. Throw them out a number. Somebody wants to come over and fish with you in Venice.
You call 832-338-9376.
All right, buddy. Go Astros. I'll see you Saturday.
There you go.
All right, brother.
All right, brother. Later.
Later. All right, that's Mike Jeffcoat in Venice, Louisiana. And I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers, located right at the base of the Texas City Dyke at 227 Dyke Road. And folks, if you're looking for quality live bait, look no further than Boyd's. From their live well, you know, from their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait than with their oxygen response system. Works great on tournament fish, too. Check them out firsthand at the store. All their different size bottles, regulators, diffusers, and they refill for you right there at the store. If you need more info on the oxygen response, call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And when you're by the store, check out all their great deals they have on wild-caught Gulf shrimp. No farm-raised at Boyd's, all quality wild-caught shrimp. And their Cajun Grill next door, nobody turns out better food for the best price right there next door. Or check out their Santa Fe location, too. That's been a big hit this year. And check them out at boydsonestop.com, or you can call the store at 409-945-4001. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 520 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Galveston now. Tiki Island. Check in with Captain James Plogg, Silver King Adventures. James Plogg, what's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
How you doing? How you percolating?
Oh, I'm struggling, bud.
Struggling,
real.
Struggle bus. Hey, man, hop on. Everybody's on it. Let's go.
Oh, man. This is a go. Nah, Mickey, we ain't. We ain't catching nothing, buddy. I ain't got them.
What are you fishing for? Hardheads or what?
it wouldn't matter. I wouldn't get none of them if I was fishing for them.
Boy, you are in a slump, then.
I can't catch nothing, man. Well, you know, Saturday don't count because there ain't nowhere to go. And I knew that. I knew that going in. And where I had all the
oh,
fish.
That's right. You had that tournament thing you were having to fish in. You were pulling your hair out over what hair you got left, you know.
And it sucked. We blew a red. You got to have a red. We caught some big flounders, and we had our old trout. And I'm still fishing for trout. And they tell me, well, you can't have but two trout and a red, or you got to weigh three trout. Well, you can't win with three slot trout if you got a 26-inch red.
No.
So that's a mute point. Anyway, long story short, I don't know what they took the fish. I don't know what. We did have a flounder that was almost 3 pounds.
Right.
But, and then I went back just regular fishing, and I can't catch none, dude. I know somebody's catching them, but ain't none of the places I got them. Or the timing's wrong, or I don't know. I ain't got them.
Well.
Wish it was better. We had a couple shots there Monday, and. Man, a lot of boat wakes, man. A lot of ship wakes about every 2 minutes. So that's kind of bad, but it didn't matter. It wasn't nothing ever no good for me anyway. But it's been tough. I mean, as far as catching a bunch of fish, now you want to go catch your six and your nine and your eight piece or whatever. Yeah, you can go do that. I mean, but as far as good fishing, like what I had going, nah, I ain't got it. 36 days by 7 o'clock, and it ain't happening right now.
Well, it's late July. I figured you'd be chasing them silver suited fish by now.
Just to start, Mickey, I'm going to make a little road trip tomorrow, and then I got a couple more trout fishing trips next week, and that's it for me.
Yeah,
that's it for me. But something happened. I saw that I was coming in Thursday. It was Thursday, and I was already thinking about that nasty tournament. So I'm looking at the tides for Saturday. I said, man, these tides completely get different for Saturday. It'd probably be better fishing up your way right now in the mornings because you don't got that, you know, it ain't just totally ripping yet. It just rips down
here. No, it's just a real slow incoming the way it was Tuesday morning.
Right, yeah. So, you know, on this end, it's smoking, so everything's muddy. But when the tide drops out, it gets nice. But Monday, when the tide dropped out, it was already blowing about 12 or 14 knots. It wasn't stupid, but it was whitecap, and it was terrible. I hit a bunch of that stuff on the channel and all that stuff, and there ain't nothing to see. There ain't no slicks. There ain't no nothing. You just stop fish spots. And I look up, my guy, William, he's just sitting there, like, ready to go in. I'm fishing away, man, trying to catch him. He says, hey, man, we can go in. I said, all right, let's go in. It was like 1:30, and I didn't know it. I mean, I'm hot because I ain't, I mean, I'm like, mad because I ain't catching nothing.
Yeah, 1:32, 2:30, it starts getting nasty, man.
It's too late. I told Brant and Chantel, his girlfriend, and some other dudes going with me this morning. Hell, they catch more fish than me. I don't even know why they're going with me.
Oh.
We were just talking about that. Man, half of my customers, they're better than me. Them boys I took Friday, I got to call them and ask them where the fish are at. But Friday was pretty good, man. About 9 o'clock, I was leaning on them fish, and we couldn't get nothing, man. Just bites on top waters, bites.
Yeah.
We might have caught 6, maybe 5, not much. And I went there, like, in the dark. And, man, we kept bumping up because the current kept pushing me back, bumping up. About the 50th time I bumped up, buddy, about 5 minutes to 9, they went off. And it's as fast as you can catch them.
Right.
So we catch 30 in, like, 25 minutes. I mean, good ones. And then all of a sudden, nothing. It just quits. I said, I'm telling you, man, them fish didn't swim off. I told Christian, I said, put a top water on now and throw back out there to them. Because we'd been about maybe less than 10 minutes without a bite. I said, man, they swam off. They're right there. He took that top water, fired it out there in about 6 foot of water, one of them obliterates it. And a shark ate him. It was like a 3-4 pound trout, and a shark got him.
Oh, boy.
And then we had about 6 or 7 bites real quick right there. I think we only caught like one. And then they just completely faded. Then they just went away. And I told them, boys, I said, you see how long that bite lasted. You see when it started and you see when it quit, about how long it lasted. Mm-hmm. And it was about 25 minutes.
Yeah.
And you better be in them when they bite like that. So.
I'm with you.
I don't know. That's it. We'll see. So that's all I got. Just struggling right now. Hey, man, I had a good ride for a long time. I can't complain too much.
Oh, everybody has. It's been it's turned around. Fishing's been a lot better this year. And we've had more elements by it. Darn wind, man. I mean, look how good it would have really been in a lot of other places. We didn't have all this wind for so long.
Yeah, you couldn't even touch
a lot of places. Everybody's pinned down, man.
Yeah. Hey, and that's just me. I'm sure there's people crushing them. I mean, just whatever pattern I got, it's a bad pattern right now. It was a good pattern, now it's a bad pattern.
Well, somebody's always catching them. You get enough people out there, somebody's going to catch them.
Somebody's getting them.
You can't be everywhere at one time. That's the nature of the beast.
But that's what Brant and I were just talking about. I say there's getting them. There's your getting your 6 and your 9 and your 12 or whatever you get. And then there's catching them. Then it's rolling out there and catching 35, 40 trout. Yeah. That's what I'm at. I mean, I'm not after to go get 6. I can go do that, but I don't. That's ain't good fishing.
You're just spoiled.
Terrible. Hey, me and you wouldn't get out of bed to go catch 6 fish.
Uh-huh. No.
Know that.
Man, I used to start off in the mornings. If I had a boat trip, I cut adrift across the reef, and we only caught 12 or 15 fish. I was out of there. I said, man, this ain't no good.
Let's go. Hey, how about riding around? Here.
Now, you catch 3 or 4, you put the anchor out.
Yeah, you better throw your tent up, man. I said, man, we used to ride around. Man, there's a lot of slicks. I said, yeah, but man, that don't look good. Let's keep going.
No, that ain't enough. That's only about 10 or 15 slicks. I'm looking for 30 and 40 of them.
Yeah.
One fish slick the whole time we fished Tuesday. Not one slick.
I don't get it, Mickey. I mean, hey, when I was setting in them, I was setting in a lot of fish now. No kidding. Every now and then, right when they quit, they would pop a couple of slicks.
Yeah, they'd slick off.
But right where you're fishing. Right. Yeah, but. Prior to, if you were just going idling there and, oh, man, there's a slick, let's set up right there, you'd still be driving in a circle. I don't understand it, man. And even places got a lot of fish. Now, I'll tell you what they did do Friday. Right before they went off, they did pop about three or four slicks. I said, look at that, man. They popping them slicks right there. I said, we're throwing at them. And then they went off, dude. Now, if you'd have just got there at that time, but if you got there 10 minutes before I was there, you wouldn't have seen nothing. You know, a lot of time and stuff. But anyway, that's all I got, buddy. Maybe we'll find something today.
Man, Chavo just sent me a nasty drum picture. The whole bottom of his boat is just covered in convicts. Big ugly.
In drums?
Yeah. Oh, drum fishing's through the roof right now.
Is it?
Oh, it's crazy.
Maybe I can go there. Where can I go get drums? I'll go get them.
Call Blaine.
Hey, he's got him.
What I saw the other morning, we went out. We went drum fishing first.
Yeah.
We got to get them drummer biting early, and you wanted to try some. Because I've been, you know, I remember when I was a kid, we used to, you know, fish all the piers on Trinity Bay in the summer, and we'd catch a few trout and a few reds, but mostly, you know, pup drum. And they're so good to eat. And we caught 10 real quick. And Blaine said, all right, let's wrap it up. Let's go trout fishing now. Tide's right. We'll catch trout. First place he pulled in on, we smoked the trout. We could have sat there and caught. Well, as soon as we got our nine, he said, let's don't beat him up. Let's move on. Let's go look for reds. You know how Mood is. He's mm-hmm. awesome. And
yeah.
But him and Eddie filleted those drum when we got in. That's the prettiest meat. So last night I fried speckled trout and drum together. And I didn't tell my wife. I just wanted to get a taste test going. Hey, they're way better than trout. She even said so. She goes, this meat's a little whiter and a little flakier. I said, that's a drum. And I'm not to say anything, but the trout were good too, but the drum were better. They had a better flavor to them and everything.
I mean, no, when you clean them, they're beautiful.
They are. You know, and if you want meat, that I'd say catch some drum. There's more of them. And all our drum right now, there's so many 2 and 3 year old fish. They're perfect.
What are y'all catching them drum on, Mickey? Y'all fishing with shrimp?
You use a cork, and you throw it in there shallow, right next to rocks, and then just pop it out and get it right on the drop off, and let it sit there, and it'll just take off. Whether it's gulp, shrimp, whatever you want to throw under a cork, fish about 30 inches deep.
About 30 inches. How deep of water are them drums sitting in?
Anywhere from about 2 to 10 feet.
Them trout doing the same thing?
Pretty much.
Wonder if I'd have gone dark. Can you catch them on
lures?
Them
trout are still eating lures. And Blaine goes, boy, you held your own today with them lures. I said, yes, sir, I did. Slamming chicken. Roach and slamming chicken, buddy.
Maybe a lot of them fish move, Mickey. I mean, you know, it's just time for everything to go north. I mean, maybe everything swam off. I just ain't got it wired up because the water's so dirty. It's timing. What time are y'all catching them trouts?
We've probably started catching them good about 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Okay. I think that's some of the better bite that I've seen. It ain't in the dark like it was. You know, earlier, man, we had lures hitting the water at 5:15, and they're swimming off with them.
Chavo's bottom dredging for his drum. He's fishing. He's using a drop shot in 9 foot of water. He's out there in them old, out there in them old wells with all them bull sharks.
No, I ain't going to the bottom.
I'll put a gulp on and bottom dredge and catch him. You can catch him drum with a gulp with a jig head. You can smoke him with it.
All right, buddy. All right, man. Well, I got to get out of here, man.
All right, get out of here, man. Throw them out a number.
All right, man. 409-771-7306.
Chavo said if you want a drum trip, just give him a call. He'll hook you up.
Hey, I may load all my guys up. We'll just book the trip with him. Be better
just
than what
call Chavo. All right, man.
All right, dude. See you
later, buddy. Have a good day. All right. All right. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. So, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks, same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team, over 100 years of combined experience, and they're here to support you from start to finish, whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224. That's 281-332-6224.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:39 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Galveston Way and right there on Offutt's Bow, and check in with our good friend, Captain Sharky Marquez. Sharky, what's up?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. Tell me about
it. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, brother. Well, we're making the trek offshore as we speak.
You're on the way out, or are you already there?
We're on the way out. We, wishing I was already there. We fished all day yesterday. We fished all day yesterday and, man, had a great trip with a family that never been out before. Took them about 85 miles and caught all kinds of really cool stuff. And this morning we got a 12-hour. See some stuff potentially forming and building and kind of coming in from the east. So we're going to keep a real close eye on that stuff. But I'm running more south this morning, trying to stay away from it. And, man, I don't know, Mickey. I'm thinking I got Rick Ballyhoo. I got swordfish skirts rigged up. I'm thinking I'm going to try to put this group on a billfish.
I hope you do.
Man, me too,
how's the current
brother.
Been out there? Is that current still real strong?
You know what? Yesterday, it wasn't too bad at all. A couple days before, man, it was ripping like 3-4 knots. Made it real, real difficult to get our baits where they needed to be. But, you know, there's definitely some fish to be caught out this way. Man, we were double dropping, using like double drop rigs yesterday for some vermilion and lane snapper and small grouper. And my guy on the front, he's like, man, Sharky, I'm stuck. Boy, I walked up there and grabbed that rod. He was
stuck.
He was stuck, all right. It's that big old grouper, man. I guess he had a
truck tire on, man.
Yeah, he did, man.
That was a beautiful photo of that grouper you sent me. You look kind of small in that photo holding that grouper up, by the way. Hey, you know, I didn't know it. I saw it was Ralph's birthday day before yesterday. You know, that was my dad's birthday, the 22nd of July.
No way.
How about that? Small world.
How about that? Did your dad fish, Mickey? He was heavy into fishing. I know your mom was real heavy into fishing.
He was ate up with it. He was a sicko. He was stupid with it. That's a disease. You know, some of us just have bad habits.
Yeah. That's two fishing legends on the same day, baby.
That's it. That's pretty cool, huh?
That is cool, man. That is cool.
I saw that. I said, I'll be damned. Old Ralph has the same birthday as my dad.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Yep, it is.
Golly. Well, we're excited, brother. It's finally getting a little break in this weather here. I'm running head into it. I'm getting about 33 miles an hour right now. So
you're running right now? That's clear
brother.
As a bell. I can't even hear any wind, man. Your console's blocking the wind good. How about that?
No way. That's probably why I'm talking so loud, if it seems like I'm yelling at you.
Well, that's all right. Those Hondas are quiet. I can't even hear them running.
Yeah, brother, we broke jetties about 20 minutes ago. We're probably about 10 miles out right now. And my GPS says 85.7 miles to go.
How about that?
So we're going to I think we're going to go and fish the fads out there and do a little bit of some trolling and do our snapper fishing. And then, man, I'm going to take a real good look at that weather at about 10, 11 o'clock this morning. And if we got a window, we're going to blast an extra 20, 30 miles and go try to get a sword.
That sounds like a good plan, man.
I got the right crew for it, man. I got some fishermen today. They're excited.
There's one glob, and it's straight out from Louisiana, kind of about mid-Louisiana, straight out from Lafayette that way, out in the Gulf. Yeah. I can't tell how many miles it is, but there's only a couple of them that have yellow in it. It's mostly green. There's one little red speck and another one, but you may be all right, brother. You may be all right.
Yeah. I like that, man. I like that. It looks
seas are fairly calm this morning.
Yeah, we're plucking through them, man. If I had to guess, it's probably right here, right out the jetty system. It might be like coming up on 2 footers at maybe like 5 seconds.
Yeah, that's nothing, man. Not in that rig you're running. You're good.
Yeah, it ain't nothing, brother. We're trimmed down and I can't quite play a game of Django on the front of the boat, but
no, but hey, that's better than it has been. That's better than four and five footers, man.
Boy, you ain't kid, brother. You
Jeez.
Ain't kid.
Hey,
man, the day
you got a new big king to shoot for. 51,
man, how big?
51 fours leading it now. Leslie Maben of Grosbeck caught it, so.
Well, I want to shake their hand because 50-pound freaking kingfish is a giant, buddy.
Yeah, back in the day, it took at least 52, 53, 54 to win it.
That's a giant, man. I think we had that 40-pounder last year. Man, let me tell you something. That thing looked like it was a freaking missile off of a U.S. Navy ship, buddy. I mean, that thing was huge.
I had a guy catch a 52-something one year, and we thought we had in the last weekends. They had a kingfish tournament out of Freeport, and somebody beat him out by a whole pound.
That's nuts, man.
Yeah, you start busting 50 on kings, man. You hold one of those up. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good fish. Yeah, that's a good fish. Heck yeah, man. Well, it's shrimp boat season out this way too, so that's a whole nother option on the menu for today, man. Getting out there. I was out there last week at about 75 around Stetson Bank. Ran up on a shrimp boat. I mean, it was like a match made in heaven, the perfect time. And they were throwing just all their bycatch in the water. I mean, there was probably 300, 400 pounds of bycatch that they put down there.
Right.
And, man, we did not see one single fish. Not one fish. I mean, beautiful blue water. In fact, I drifted with that pod of bait running my downstand thinking, dude, I mean, any second now it's fixing to be. And they never, I mean, nothing ever came. I don't know. You know, they give it some time. Usually August is really good for that.
Yeah. Are you seeing many shrimp boats in the Gulf this year?
I'm going to look here in a minute on my marine traffic app and see what's going on. But there's quite a few of them roaming around. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of them are a little bit further offshore or at the 20-25 mile mark. There's not a lot of, there's this time of year, you know, in August when you're coming in and they're anchored up all over the place at 40-50 miles and you go cobia fish on. But these ones at 25 miles, man, they're running around the clock. You know, you can track them and see how long they've been driving and all that on this app. And they, I mean, 24 hours a day, they're patrolling.
Where do you get that app at?
It's called Marine Traffic.
Oh, okay.
And super, super beneficial. Anybody that's listening that does offshore fishing, man, get that Marine Traffic app. I think it's a couple bucks to pay for the premium. And it's so cool, Mickey. Every boat with the AIS system on it, it will track. So you can see the container ships. You can see the cruise ships.
Amazing.
But then, of course, it's got an option, and I turn all those other ships off, and it just leaves the shrimp boats.
Yeah, I got
you. Super awesome.
All right, man, I'm going to let you get back to your sports and pin the ears back on that contender and put them Hondas on the console, man. So throw out some info, brother.
Come on, man. Hop on Google. Google us, Outcast Charters Galveston. You can check it out. Man, our group this morning was lodging with us last night. Makes it super easy. So come, bring the family, load up. Let's go make some memories. Outcast Charters Galveston and Bayside Event Center on 61st. Man, we'd love to have you guys.
All right. Y'all be safe and load the boat, baby. I'll talk to you down the road.
All right, brother. We got loaded. I'll send you a picture here in a couple hours of something giant.
All right, Sharky. See you, buddy.
All right, brother, man. Have a blessed one.
Take care. All right, now let's hop up to Sam Rayburn, check in with old Randy Dearman this morning, see how he's doing. Hey, Randy, what's up, bud?
Hey, it's just up to about 100, I think.
Yeah, it's kind of getting hot, ain't it?
Oh, my goodness. I tell you, it's so hot, about 9:30, 10 o'clock, I've had it. You know, that's all I can take of it.
I'm with you.
Used to you'd be out there and shoot. Didn't come in till you know you had to, but now I can't take that heat. They pulled a plug on this lake. You know they're gonna work on the dam again.
I've heard they're draining it again. Golly, man!
It's down probably. Oh, I'm going to say 2.5 foot, and they're going to take it down to 7-8 foot down.
Man.
Crappie fishing is ruined right now. I don't know. I mean, I've been talking to all the other guys at Gad and all, same thing. It's just, I don't know what's going on. I guess them pulling water 24/7. You know what I mean? They got the gates open all day and all night. And
yeah, well, that makes current.
Yeah, and apparently it is. I don't know where they're at. You know, I don't see them. on the brush pile. So I guess all that water, you know, when it pulls like that, I can get brushes moving down there. They don't like that. But it's tough. As far as the bass, you know, we've caught them fair. We go out in the morning or the afternoon, you know, about 2 hours in the morning, and the last 2 hours in the afternoon, you can catch some.
Right.
But you know, we've been even telling you, you know, we always catch some of them big bass on our brush piles in the summer and all, but there ain't even no bass on the brush piles. I don't know what's going on. I guess it has to do with the, you know, with the, with them just pulling that water so much.
Might be.
You know. And shoot, I mean, I've talked to everybody, ones that have been here as long as I have, and they're all crying the blues about the crop.
Well, I remember y'all went through this at, what was that, last year, when they started drawing down and killed the bite for a while.
It did. I mean, you go out there and fish your tail off, and you know, with four people and have, you know, 40 fish, you know, at 10 o'clock, that ain't no good. I mean, don't sound bad, but it ain't no good. I don't even
crappie.
I don't even want to take nobody. I just tell them it's, hey, let's wait. Need it, but I ain't gonna tell somebody to come up and we'll catch a box of crappie.
I know how you roll. You tell it like it is. That's the only way to be. I mean, that's why you've been around forever. No fly by night in your repertoire.
No.
Oh, man. All right, Randy. Well, hey, somebody wants to call you about coming up. You'll tell them how it is, whether to hold them or fold them. Come on with it. How they get a hold of you, brother?
936-328-0864. I really think, Mickey, when that water level's off, it's gonna, you know, with it being down, it's gonna pour them fish back on them deep piles.
Oh yeah, they'll stack back up on them piles and get after it. Let me know when that happens. I may have to load my crew up and get up there, man.
All right, Captain Mick. Have a good one.
All right, Randy. We'll see you, buddy. Take care. All right. That's Randy Dearman up on the Big Sam. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show, but hey, we'll be back in the morning bright and early at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.